You're listening to 88.5 FM. I'm Ed Ronco. Licenses for scientific research on marijuana could soon be available in Washington state. That's despite strict federal rules about research on the drug. Under the new state license, labs could grow pot for scientific study. Melissa Santos covers state government for the News Tribune in Tacoma, and she has been following this issue. Melissa, what exactly is the state doing here?
So there's going to be a new license that the state is in the process of creating now that would allow people to grow marijuana for research specifically. Right now, we only have licenses for people to produce, sell marijuana recreationally or for medical sort of purposes under our new system, but it doesn't apply to researchers. Mm.
So this would be a license specifically for growing marijuana for the purpose of scientific research.
Right, which is something we don't have right now.
So how much marijuana research happens right now?
Very little, both in Washington and nationwide. Only one place is actually authorized by the federal government to grow marijuana for research, and that's the University of Mississippi.
Wow. Okay. So the DEA recently decided not to declassify marijuana as a Schedule I narcotic. That's the most severe classification for drugs under the law. And their reason for doing that, they cited a lack of research. But on the other hand, it's hard to do research. It's kind of a catch-22, I suppose.
That's what a lot of folks have been telling me that want to see marijuana research expand. So there's not evidence enough of medical use for marijuana that is valid scientifically, but it being mostly illegal makes it so people can't actually get the marijuana, grow the marijuana, and conduct that research to prove scientific points.
So this license should theoretically help more research happen here in Washington state. Is it going to give any kind of edge to the state's industry?
A lot of folks think it will. We've been trying to develop it for a couple years. We have a big biotech sector, so people think that this will really help attract companies who want to do that research and even give our companies that already are trying to do it that opportunity, which other states maybe don't have right now.
With the legalization of recreational marijuana, the federal government, by and large, has kind of turned a blind eye to what Washington, Colorado are doing. Is that going to be the same case for research? Because research brings into play public universities and government agencies and government grants sometimes. It feels like a very different playing field than general commerce.
To some extent, it is. The researchers at universities who receive federal funding are still concerned that they can't conduct research unless they go through the federal processes and get licenses that are very hard to come by. Private researchers think they really will be able to take advantage of this in Washington state and potentially even partner somehow with universities to avoid some of the federal consequences that the universities are worried about.
What's next? When do people start applying for these licenses?
The State Liquor and Cannabis Board says January. People should be able to start applying. At that point, they're not quite sure how long it will take to issue the first licenses, but previously it's been 90 days or so.
All right. Melissa Santos, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Melissa Santos covers state government and politics for the News Tribune in Tacoma.